The Italian military leader, General Garibaldi, one day stood with a multitude of people before him on the steps of St. Peter's in the city of Rome and threw out to his hearers this remarkable challenge. I offer you neither pay nor provision. I offer you hunger, thirst, forced marches, battles, and death. Let him who loves his country with his heart and not with his lips only follow me. What a challenge. Those who love their country with their heart and not with their lips only, let them follow me. He offered them battle and he offered them death. A.W. Tozer, the great preacher, once said, we are called to a battle. And this world is not a playground, but a battleground. The Son of God spoke to the children of Israel in the days of his flesh and said, this people draweth nigh unto me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And I believe today our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is looking for people who will willingly and gladly serve him and offer up their lives in sacrifice, in praise, and in obedience. I wonder today, will you rise to that challenge? Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 16, right in the very midst of his ministry, called his disciples to challenge. He says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. What did the cross mean for the Lord Jesus Christ? It meant death. What does the cross mean to a person in this world today? It means the same thing in one sense. It means death. Jesus Christ calls us to death. He calls us to take up the cross and he calls us to follow him. We are living in a day where the Lord wants people who not only profess him with their lips, but who love him with all of their hearts. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. The Apostle John simply said, we love him because he first loved us. I wonder today, will you take up the cross? Will you respond to the challenge of a surrendered life? Will you enter into the battle for the kingdom of God, for the souls of men, and for the honor and glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? May God bless you today. May God challenge us to walk with him. General Garibaldi, that Italian military leader, throwing out that challenge to the people of his day and generation for an earthly battle, for an earthly kingdom. But dear friend, the Christian ought to live in light of eternity, to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto us. What a challenge. I wonder, will you rise to it today and go through with God and give God your life? Thank you for listening. See you next time.